First thing is that, and my part is kind of the, kind of like the broccoli that you have to eat before you get to the dessert, which is Nora's part of it. I'm going to go through the preliminaries.
Did you know that you were the dessert?
I did not.
Okay, then. There are things that you have to know and the things that you really should know before you get into this area and start filing Medicaid applications. Sherry just went over some of them, that there are 25 different eligibility categories which federal funds are available to pay for. When someone comes into your office and says, I need to talk to you about Medicaid, it's like when they come in and say, I need to talk to you about taxes, you need to say which ones, because there are all kinds of them out there. Probably when they come to see you, they're going to be wanting to talk about individuals with disabilities or individuals 65 or over. So that's where you need to focus your attention. But you need to be aware that there are other categories out there and that Medicaid covers more than that. So where do you begin? First thing that you need to do is understand that there is a statute that, and I know this sounds really basic, but there's a statute that governs the whole thing. And you need to be familiar with that statute, know where it is and what it says. Is this nerdy and obsessive? Absolutely, you know, and it's hard and it's not easy, but I promise you that if you know where the laws come from and what the rules are, that you're going to get a reputation for knowing what you're doing with the people that you're dealing with both here and at the agencies.